We begin celebrating a month of releases from the Noxos distribution family, and there's some marvelous ones, but here we are, at least as I speak to you, still in the octave of Epiphany, and there are three releases, one of which, in fact, the one we're listening to right now, we will also save for Christmas in 2015, but they're of such merit and joyousness, and they're such fine early music, I think we'll celebrate three more for the holidays with the Noxos distribution family this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. While that recording is French, let us go back to one of the releases. This is on the Audite label. It is an attempt to remaster using original tapes some recordings from the past, and it's a beautiful recording of Christmas choir music featuring the late Uwe Gronoste, who did so many recordings with the Riaz Chamber Choir. One of our favorites is the great German romantic 19th century Christmas repertoire. But in here, you basically run through a huge gamut of composers, starting with Adrian Villert and his beautiful Mirabile Mysterium, but also some you don't hear so often. Thomas Stolzer, who was killed in the Siege of Mohatz in 1526, Ludwig Zenfel, our Swiss friends from Pretorius, but also Leonhard Schröter, who lived from 1532 to 1601. Recordings of Leonhard Schröter by Uwe Gronoste that go back to 1974. And sound fantastic in this recording, the longtime conductor of the Riaz Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
Stille Nacht, Christmas choir music with the Rias Chamber Choir conducted by Uwe Grönoste. That is on the Audite label and going back to 1974, rare works of Leonhard Schroeter. We are celebrating three releases from Naxos Distribution this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, a rather interesting recording came out also just at the end of the season on the Rondo label out of Germany. And it is music for the Market Church in Hanover. So you have, naturally enough, some of the great German composers of the Baroque era. You'll hear Bach and Telemann on this recording. But also some wonderful rarities. Michael Altenburg, who lived from 1584 to 1640, who put out a beautiful collection of both Advent and Christmas songs. Jacob van Eyck, our friend from Utrecht, the great caroloner and the fabulous recorder-performer as well. And some settings of Von Himmel Hoch, including those by Adam Gumpelsheimer, who lived from 1559 to 1624, and our friend Hans Leo Hassler. Now, these are all scored for soprano and continuo. Our soprano soloist is Ute Engelke, and the recorder soloist is Elisabeth Schwanda, the organist Ulfert Schmidt. Joy and Gladness in Abundance, Christmas music from the Market Church in Hanover.
Thank you.
Joy and Gladness and Abundance, the name of the recording, Christmas music from the Market Church in Hanover. Ute Engelke is our soprano soloist, Elisabeth Schwanda is the recorder soloist, and Ulfert Schmidt is the organist. Yet another of those releases that are part of our many-week celebration of the Naxos distribution family. Continuing this week here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, this next recording is so special that we'll probably hear some of it now and save much of the rest of it for Christmas 2015. I was not entirely clear that there was a publication by Benoit Rigaud called The Great Bible of Noels, including some new ones published in the Renaissance. This fabulous recording with the Clément Jeannequin Ensemble conducted by Dominique Wyss. We hear all of their recordings on the program because they're all superb, but this one, Au Sanct Now, on the night of the birth, we will hear a work we're quite familiar with, the Jean Mouton Noé Noé, and then we'll hear the Mass that Jacques Arcadelt wrote on the beautiful Noé Noé by Mouton, including the interpolation of the Day of Noël Kyrie, which is part of that, and then something else I didn't understand. In that collection of Noels, great composers like Clément Jeannequin, Claudin de Sermizy, took some of their popular ditties, like Il est une fillette and Il est un jour and so forth, and they changed the lyrics to be Christmas song. So popular chansons in the 16th century became Christmas songs in that publication. A revelation thanks to the always superb work of the ensemble Clément Jeannequin and Dominique Wyss.
Drapes, in
Dominique Vis, the ensemble Clément Jeannequin, and I cannot commend both that recording and those discoveries more highly. As I say, a very special recording. We're going to certainly save the rest of it, I think, for a Christmas special in a few months, as we are here in 2015. Once again, for information about any of those three releases, we'll be celebrating the Noxus distribution family for many weeks ahead. We have a medieval program. We have a Renaissance program, we have a Grimmerly Baroque program, and they're just bringing out some fantastic material. And again, check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. We'll give you information, sometimes pictures of the front covers and how to find these recordings. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for the program, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.